Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Wednesday night. And the date today is March 11th, 2015. So, as normal, we do our emotional clearing for people. So think of a situation, energy that you may have had that you didn't like, something happened, you're obsessed, maybe you don't have any of those things, which is good. But if you do, we'll do a clearing here. So here we go. Think of that one particular situation, clearing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it felt a little heavy, so I must be dealing with something, so maybe they got an owie or something. So here we go. 1, clearing it again, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's start again here, and we'll energize the light beams. We'll bring in the male energies this time. So here we go. Male energies. So if you have 3 male light beams up, you have 9 of them. So the first picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's activated. Second picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And third, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see how that's working for everybody. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you around out there somewhere, Dan?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're delighted to be here. I am delighted to be here. Ron's website, in case you're a new listener, is creationlightship.com. There is much information there, many healings, many free healings. Some of those we're going to talk about tonight. And Ron, before we get started, I was wondering if you could bring everybody into the now, and so that everyone can have clarity and be as clear as possible throughout this show and get the most out of it possible.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So I'm going to bring you into the present moment. And you should be there anyway, but if not, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you can always, you know, use your finger, index finger, do the finger exercise. And make sure that you are in the present moment. Your finger should be directly in front of you. If you're new, just have your body automatically take your index finger and put it in front of you, pointing up, and without you thinking about anything. And then from there, your finger should be straight ahead of you, pointing up, just like you're looking straight ahead. Whether to the left or the right, then you're no longer in this reality. And like last show, we said that you're going to be probably in hell because you're not in the now. So what's the better word than hell, you know? You're not here. Hello, where are you? So you want to be here. So that's a good thing, to be in the now and be in source energy with the energy that source created for you to experience rather than fabricated holographic realities that look like the original one, but they're cloned and from the darkness, from the alien. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And that's exactly what I wanted to continue talking about tonight. We have several comments about all of the wonderful tools you've given us to help us stay connected to that powerful energy, Ron. And someone wrote in and said that yesterday I had quite a few things to do. Some of it was a big ordeal for me. And a friend kept the Be Here Now clearing running for me. And it really helped, and I felt connected all day, and everything that I thought might be difficult was easy. So thank you very much for that free healing.
Very nice.
And yes, and someone I was talking to today commented that really it's so simple and powerful to just be in the now. And if we could just all remember to do that, that's basically what you are teaching us all the time, Ron. And then another thing that you gave us that is such a gift is to kind of amp it up a little, I would say, or to actually help us stay more protected, is to command to be on the CLS, Now Timeline of Light. And a listener sent in how they're working with that command. Hi there, I wanted to share the following command I put together in case it's helpful for other listeners. So what this person's been saying is, I command to be on the CLS Now Timeline with my spirit in my body and my thoughts in my heart. Another variation I started playing with is, I command to be at peace on the CLS Now Timeline with my spirit in my body and my thoughts in my heart. So all of those were beautifully said, I feel. And our moderator has put that into the welcome page under tips that they've put together of all these sort of gems that Ron has given us, not sort of gems, the whole way to be happy here and live life. So we thank you very much for that, Ron. And thank you for putting us all in our heart centers today. So I'm going to go on and read some emails. This one has been came in a while ago. Thank you, everyone, for all your emails. I'm doing what I can to free my mind from the mind matrix everyone is in. People have either been enjoying me or somehow questioning my purpose and how I speak. I'm not sure whether or not I'm being used by the dark to say certain things. Sometimes the things I say seem weird, but I don't judge them so much. What is the best way to express ourselves with love? And then they say, P.S., can't wait to have the mind matrix clearing. So could you maybe address, Ron, tell us what the mind matrix clearing is, and also address, does this person need to worry about what they're saying to other people or how they're presenting themselves?
Well, it you want to definitely be, you know, in your body at home, so you know what you're, you know, talking about. So that's, you know, we'll assume that that's correct. Boy, you could be pushing buttons on people. If you're talking about CLS, because that has no belief system out there for this, because it's too simple. It's all, you know, the clearings and things and, you know, being in the present moment. You know, I don't know how to really answer that one, but you do want to, you know, be, you know, present with yourself and also probably with them. And so long as you're doing that, you're probably okay. I guess the next thing is, what do you do if you're, you know, wanting to do the mind matrix clearing? And what's, like, what's that clearing about? So that the clearing helps you to get out of the mind energy, you know, of the darkness. The matrix is what's tying you up, and that's why, you know, you want to get out of that. So it's a good clearing to do to help yourself with the mind energy. Now, there are people that don't really think a lot. And so maybe they're not connected as deeply as others. So everybody's a little different. So that's kind of, it's kind of up to you. But the mind matrix goes a lot deeper than the mental, you know, clearing that we have. But you want to clear out your mental first, because that's this lifetime's energies. But the mind matrix, I'll do a sample of it here. So what I'll do is a sample of the mind energy. This would be the mind, a lifetime mind clearing, like what you should be doing, you know, the emotional whole lifetime clearing. This would be the mind one, or the mental. So here we go. So mental energies, releasing that. Think of some thoughts that keep coming up, and we're going to release that. So one, two, three, and think again. One, two, three, four, and five, okay? And now the mind matrix is kind of how they entangle all of your thoughts into the spider web. Okay, that's the matrix energy. And it's sort of like looking for ways to come into you, you know, to sabotage you. So here we go on this one here. So just see if you can feel a change. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. That's you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I was going to request that you do those samples for us, and we appreciate it very much. I just wanted to add that you have a healing that is free on the website that is something that people could start with. And I'm not sure this person said that they're looking forward to doing the mind matrix clearing, so it's possible they're not in a position to run that yet. So I wanted to share this with everyone, that you have a healing called Removal of Alien Head Connectors and Implants. And the description is very interesting. I thought if it's okay with you, I'll read that, Ron. I haven't read it myself in a long time. Is that
sure,
good?
Go ahead.
Okay. We have all had energetic connectors and implants placed into our heads. They act as antenna to receive mind control transmissions from satellites and other alien information sent to control us. They may have been brought forth through our DNA. They can cause us to itch, feel tired and spacey, and can generally zap our energy. This clearing is to be used in conjunction with the free satellite transmission clearing. So those are two free healings that are going to help get you, you know, begin to get you out of the mind matrix. It's, of course, not as thorough as the whole life healings that Ron offers on his website, but everyone should check those out, and there you'll just find them under free sample healings on the left side of Ron's website. Okay. Someone wrote in, and on the subject of free healings, this is probably a new listener. They want to know, Ron, how would they know if they're part alien, like if they're not human? And you can, of course, answer that, but I just wanted to share with everyone, if you haven't received them yet, Ron does have some free healings for that. And my suggestion, and Ron, you might say something different, is just run it if you're wondering if you have alien energies in you. It's called Alien to Light and Clone to Light. And what you need to do is send an email to request it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send that out to you later after the show tonight. So do you want to talk about that anymore, Ron, or is the answer to run the healings?
Well, you might want to just run the healing anyway, just to have it run. Gets to be kind of, let me start over again. I very seldom see humans. Okay, so let's put it that way. Since I don't live in your time, I've been dealing with clones my whole life. These are the clones that get switched out every 10 minutes. And the newer clone models are true clones. 100%. Otherwise, you're a cloned replica of a human. So, at the workshops that I have, I've been more recently, the last couple of years, having everybody who's in the room, if they wish to have this done, make them human. And boy, what a difference that is when all of a sudden the room heats up, people start glowing, and everybody else who hasn't had that done in the room look dead, look like mannequins. So for me, you know, to see a real-life human walking around, boy, that's really a treat. They're not there. But now for you listening, you know, just know that you're either going to be one or the other, either a cloned human replica that gets switched out every 10 minutes, or, remember, it's a different alien race is controlling you every 10 minutes. And that's why, if you notice, it's harder to have people follow your conversation, you know, for that amount of time. So, you know, it's good to know. It all depends when you got switched out as to when they got switched out, okay? So if you're lucky and, you know, you're able to be yourself and maybe they switch out on a sequence from you, and maybe you're talking with them for 5 minutes, and they have another five to go, or they get switched out in that five. I mean, you know, they're already halfway into it. If you watch them, and they look up in the air, kind of look around, kind of feel startled, they might yawn, they might ask you what you're talking about, because they don't always come in here, you know, full of knowledge, and then they got to get rebooted. And, you know, you probably have noticed that, even of yourself, wondering, wow, this person was talking to me, and, you know, what happened here, what's going on? Oh, okay, now I'm okay. You know, I can feel good now. So that's what happened. So for me, this has been my life experience, being here watching all clones. But when I do find one, which is pretty unusual, it's quite interesting to see, you know, a real live human. And there's very few of them, you know, that I actually physically see. Or I see them when they're actually really here. And remember, you have to hold that space for about 3 hours so the aliens can connect back to you again to know where to drop the clones in so they get to your GPS location. So now you're wondering, am I a 10-minute clone replica or am I a real clone? Well, either one of those clearings, you know, will work for you. It can help you. So what you know, it's not necessarily like, well, am I going to be my clone? This is brand new to me. Well, you've already been this way. So just kind of take that as fact. And then now know that you have a way to help yourself out so that you're able to become human. And when you do those clearings, it can change you. You might see, try it on a pet or animal. Most of those are cloned out too. If you have a dog or cat, do the clearing on it, and then you see it probably get brighter and be more present. Now, the word present doesn't necessarily mean that they're more, you know, completely awake, they're going to be smarter. No, they're going to look like they're real. So, you know, do that first, and you may have a great experience, and then do yourself. So it doesn't really matter how, you know, or why. Just know that this is the way it is. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And a listener sent in, we've been getting a lot of these, an email that she's recently had to deal with a couple of clone situations. One was calling her water company, and I won't go into all the details. It's kind of funny, though. But basically, she had, you know, was asking about her bill, and they kept talking to her as if she wanted to set up a new account. And she's like, I already have an account number because I'm already a customer of yours. And then another, same person, another situation with a bank and the government, certain paperwork had to be sent in to the IRS and then certain things back to the bank, and it was just a big mess. And she says, everything I encounter leaves me with problems to solve due to people with limitation or lacking education. So she's wondering, are these those limited clone programs you've talked about, or did she get on some weird timeline herself? Does she need to timeline crash these incidents? Ron? Okay.
Yeah, I see if people aren't connecting to you, you know, like the phone conversation, then they're probably cloned regardless if you're in the now timeline or not, okay? So if you're in the now, then they could be cloned. If you're out in the beyond, though, they could be cloned anyway. So they could be cloned regardless. And it just depends how much data, you know, they have, you know, presented to them in their memory banks. So, well, that's really an interesting observation there. It'd probably be pretty, I won't say devastating, but, you know, for the first timer, you know, you're going to think, well, I got really a bad day here, you know? Why is this person doing this to me? And why are they, you know, well, they're actually kind of, in a sense, so I won't use the word picking on you, but, you know, may feel that way, you know, like they don't get it, you know, and maybe you have a limited time. I mean, maybe you only have 10 minutes to talk to them, They just don't get it. So that could be very frustrating. So, boy, what to do? You can always ask for a supervisor, and it might help, maybe not. You know, you have a hard time dialing that number. It's not going through.
Well, if we have to make a call, like I have to make a call to a utility soon, should I just put on a clone to light clearing before I call, say, person at this company?
Yeah, that might
be. Maybe I'll get someone more with it.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, you don't know, you know, you get all the help you can, you know. But yeah, I would do that if it's something that's important to you. And it sounds like, you know, what we've heard, very possibly this is an important thing. You know, in fact, any communication dealing with somebody. And I guess the bottom line is that, it may deal with, getting your connection to something out there, or, you know, money flow or something, you know, to get signed up for something, regardless of what it is, you want it to work. But yeah, I think I would probably do the timeline crashes first of all, and hopefully that would solve a lot of your problems. So back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of comments, Ron, about last Saturday where you basically put us into the new time, like literal time here, so that we didn't really go through the spring ahead hour lost. And people really appreciate you doing that, Ron, and really enjoyed it. One person said, my body was jerking every 10 minutes and yawned big about halfway through it. And then... I was dizzy and then better after you put us back in the now. This is really great, Ron. Out with the ETs. Yay. So thank you. And then someone else wanted to know, though, maybe they were listening on the archive. Would the clock exercise from the Saturday show be useful now?
No, it would not. It's only for that day.
Okay. And then we'll try to remember the 28th. I meant to look and see if I'll be doing the show that night, the people from England. I think you said, in case we forget, that when it's their time change, if you're in a different country, they could listen to that archive and it would help them. Is that right,
yes,
Ron?
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, okay. If you're in the States, it's already happened, you know.
Right, right. So if you're here and missed it, unfortunately missed it live, and I say this all the time, but boy, if you can put the Saturday show even on your calendar and listen to it live every week, because you get to enjoy an actual visit to the Lightship, it's really wonderful. All the shows are fabulous, but many of them you can listen to on the archive and get all the same thing from them, but the exception is the Saturday night one, so really try to get on that. And I think you'll be glad you did. Okay. So, somebody wrote in, this is kind of a few testimonials in one, thank you for all the clearings you just did for the body. Now, I remember this show. You did a lot of healings, and I'm not sure of the date anymore. It was the last few weeks. But this person hurt themselves, and then right before, and you did the sample clearings of the entity clearing, the pain release, and the mind of the body, and the cellular memory, and it really helped. So this person felt so lucky that, unfortunately, having hurt themselves, that's not good, but at least they were able to enjoy the show. And then the person is running the body jumpstart clearing, and it's really helping. And really, the injury that could have been much worse improved really quickly, considering how bad it was. So thank you very much, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we did different clearings. On that night, I think we did the entity one.
Mm-hmm.
I know we did pain.
Right.
Entity, pain. I think I did one other clearing.
mind of the body, they're saying, yeah.
Mind of the body, yeah.
Right.
So, remember, what happens is you don't know what part, what body needs the most attention, but they all need something. So that's the problem with, having something going wrong with you is that, where do I start? Well, what we did was a good sampling there. And you guys might just take note of that, keep it in your database, take a listen if you like to see what we covered. Yeah, everything is, somebody could have a body that is really toxic, and corroded with stuff, and it may not be functioning properly, so you need to take care of that. And if you don't do it, you could, have all kinds of things. But maybe you're out there listening and you're on some type of antibiotics or something from an infection. You don't know that this body that you have, your infection body, is completely contaminated, and it can't help you. And you do that clearing, and maybe all of a sudden things kick in. And, you have to kind of know what's going on. That's what we're here to do, is try to help you out with different things. And what you don't know, you don't know. And as you listen to more and more programs, you're going to kind of get a grasp on how to, in a sense, handle, your body. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if we could have this listener mentions the cellular memory clearing. Would it be possible for you to do a sample of that one? I don't think we do that too often on the show.
No, probably, yeah, I can do that. So you would need to think of a situation, okay? Something that's something that's happening to you all the time, put it that way. And so what that would mean is that, it would be like a mind loop energy, but it's stored inside of you. That's where I'm coming from. So here we go. Let's see if we can help you out here. So one, releasing the energy from that. But you got to think of what you're dealing with. So one, two, three, seems kind of heavy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for doing that. And it's wonderful that this person is doing the body jumpstart. That's really a terrific healing that you get and use for, I think it's 2 months or 3 months, and it really, really can make a difference in your life. Okay, I'm going to move on to some different questions. Someone is asking about the New Earth Transport purchase, and do you have to purchase it for it to work?
You have to get it one time. Yes.
Yeah, it's free though. I mean, it actually says on there 1 cent, but it didn't charge me 1 cent. But you have to go through that PayPal thing. So that you are, it's like the light beings are noticing and setting up this transfer for you. It's like if you open a bank account, you don't want to just get the thing from somebody else. Is that correct, Ron? You want to go into the website and get it for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. That's what you want to do, yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's an important clearing. And when you do any healings on Ron's website, when you're finished, you want to just send them to the Earth Transport so that the light beings have it, and when ascension time comes, you'll be easier to find. And I was wondering, Ron, I knew I had another question with this person talking about their body. Can you talk to us a little bit about DNA? Because a lot of people in the, you know, holistic health community and stuff will talk about DNA, and a lot of New Age healers will say, oh, I'm going to activate your DNA and you'll be more powerful. And so can you tell us about getting our DNA cleared out and why we want to do that?
Well, your DNA is, we'll say, your cellular memory. So you need DNA to reproduce, okay? So other than that, you really don't need it. It's not going to give you, and I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to believe what I'm saying, but it's not going to give you any special thing, or, you know, except for, in a sense, abduction. So what's happening is that your DNA is like all of your ancestors, all their thoughts, all their memories, all of their stuff is stored in that. And so each time a body's born and each time one is created, it gets a heavier load from the parent. So all of a sudden it's dealing with more and more stuff. So you don't need DNA in your body to, in fact, I'll just turn off your DNA for the half an hour here. So here we go. Everybody, you ready? And see how your body's feeling. Kind of, you know, see what it's like. Going to turn it off for you for half an hour. I'll count to five so you can feel it deactivate. One, two, three, four, and five. There. So now you're no longer, your psychic billboard is probably like completely vacant. You're no longer transmitting to anybody around you because what transmitted around you is your stuff. You're emitting this stuff. So we'll see if we have any comments coming on. I'm sure that we'll have some, but this is kind of where you want to be. You want to be in peace. So when your DNA is turned off, then you're at peace. The other way to get it dampened is to do clearing so that you are able to get rid of stuff. Remember, each time you do clearing, it's taking away some of your garbage, we'll call it. And eventually, once that garbage is gone, voila, you feel better. That's why you feel better after doing clearing, because the DNA is being cleaned out of the gunk stuff that you are living. So I'm able to turn it off for you. They live out of time. I can see things and do things that, you know, normally other people can't do. So you can't just, you know, say, I'm going to turn off my DNA. It won't work. But anyway, you can see how you're feeling now. You should feel a little more relaxed, more peaceful. You should feel less agitated. And very possibly your DNA was preventing you from having a healing. You kind of mentioned that having situations happening to you, that your DNA could be causing all your situations and troubles. So, and definitely gave it to you. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron, because I think, and I don't know if other people would agree, but I think I was taught, even though I had no idea what DNA is, but you just hear that talked about, that it was a good thing. Like, that was what you, you know, it's your physical life force or something like that. So I think in the past, if someone said, oh, well, you know, someone's going to turn off your DNA, I'd think, oh, no, that we don't want that to happen. That might not be good. So you're a complete re-education, Ron, and thank you. We're so lucky.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it's about, you know. You don't want to transmit stuff and have things, you know, coming into your field to harm you. So who you are is who you are, and you're already living that chain of events that the DNA is giving you. So you get rid of it, all of a sudden now you can become more peaceful. And then you're more in the moment because the DNA isn't, say jerking your chain around your neck to go here, to go there, to go everywhere. Well, that's kind of the way you need to look at the DNA. And that's what the alien gave you. And right away, it's a system that you can never fix because it gets worse. So the people that believe that they come back each lifetime to make amends, to help out, to pay somebody back for a karmic debt or something, good luck. You're going to be here even longer than you'd like to be, because you can never figure out what the problems are, because there's so many of them. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Do you think it's similar to the magnetic and twisted body? You have said before that if you are doing healings and then you get the magnetic and twisted body clearing, all of a sudden you might experience more relief, that the healings might actually sort of come into you more powerfully because you're straightened out. So is having our DNA turned off the same idea?
Yes, that is correct.
Wonderful.
Very similar, yeah.
On the alien to light clearing, you have a DNA removal button there. So if we're running the alien to light for ourselves, then we are getting our DNA cleared up a little bit when we do that, aren't we?
Yep, you are. You get just a little bit. That's correct.
That's wonderful.
You got all those thoughts of your ancestors, so it's definitely hard to clear a lot of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want somebody to think they can go in there and do it one time and they got it released. No. Remember, how many thoughts you have in a day? You know, hello?
Right.
Just give all of your 100,000, maybe up to a million ancestors that are in your gene pool. And they were all thinking, and now you have all their thoughts. So, that's who you are. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So we have some comments, a kind of funny thing someone wrote in. And, you know, the thing is, I think this is really helpful for people. So if you're going out in this world, it can be a rough place because there's so many clones. So it's helpful that people share these stories. So this person was due a $12.88 refund on some utility bill, I guess. And they put down, you know, what they received on their bill was that they were owed $1. And that person had such a hard time trying to straighten out just that small amount of money, they had to get a supervisor on the phone to finally get their $12 refund. So I guess getting a supervisor does work most of the time. And
yeah,
people are...
Yeah, that's your only hope maybe, huh?
Yeah. So people are really going through this every day, Ron, so that's why it's very helpful for us to talk about it. So, you know, people don't think, I must be crazy because I can't get anything done or, you know, things aren't happening. What's up? So we have two different questions about doing healings for other people, Ron. One, it says, I'm wondering what your thoughts are regarding if a girlfriend, boyfriend, close friend is a clone or alien and has no interest in doing clearings of any sort. Do you have recommendations on how to help others who may not know or may not have interest in clearing or belief that it's even necessary? Thanks.
You can only help the ones that are awake. You know, you could do those two clearings, the alien to light and the clone to light clearing, 2,000 Year of Darkness, barcode. Maybe the emotional clearing could help them do that one. But other than that, after you do that and they're not responsive to anything and they're still in the old mindset, you know, you probably have did more than anybody else would. So remember, you can't help everybody. And that's the main thing, just, you know, so that they're not awake enough to understand. And it gets to be kind of frustrating because naturally, you know, if you're living with them and they're your partner, you would really like to have them be awake and like you. But if you haven't done the emotional clearing and you're just trying to get something to happen, you know, then by all means, you more than likely need to do that emotional clearing on them. So that's kind of what I would do. Other than that, I don't want to say don't waste your time. That might sound a little, maybe a little rude for somebody who's been married to a person for, you know, 30 years and they still don't get it. But, you know, at some point, they need to take advantage of their life. Means that they need to become conscious. And if they can't get conscious, then that's what their program is. You may not ever be able to change that program. So I guess that's it.
Well, thank you, Ron. And back to what I said at the beginning of the show, the Be Here Now is also very helpful. And it is important to at least try, I would say, the emotional healing if you're living with someone, because that person's going to be affecting your life and possibly your survival. And I can't imagine you wouldn't see a change when you do an emotional clearing for somebody.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to. I never had anybody not say they haven't felt a change.
Right, unless you knew. I'm sorry, Ron, go ahead.
And you got to, what you started to say there a little bit ago is that they could, and I hate to even say this, but they could bring you and cord you into events that you've already cleared away. So remember, when you do a clearing, the clearing clears away everything, will say, as much as it can do anyway. It won't say all or everything, but it'll clear a majority of your stuff that you have come in contact with. And then when the clearing has stopped, then, as the minutes go by and days go by, then you're now in a brand new territory. And whatever you start to put out or think about, then all of a sudden you're now living, the first, say, week of your life and getting this stuff brought to you. Now, if your partner somehow has a mind loop program and you cleared yourself a bunch of anxieties that you had and you feel great, and now your partner says, I remember back 25 years ago and you did this here at the lake, we're driving up to the mountains or we're going to the beach and you did this, and I was, something keyed them, maybe when you're in your car and you're stuck with this person in the car and they keep going on and on and on, and all of a sudden they're bringing up stuff that was dormant in you. All of a sudden they can take away your clearing by rambling on, and so you got to be careful with that. So that's why you want to do that emotional clearing on them. And if you can, that's why I made it half price. So you get one for regular and they get one for half. So, you can do stuff to them, even if they don't know what it is. Spirit always suggests, and you can do their clearing so you don't get reinfected. So that's kind of how I would look at everything, is you need to keep them, in line with what you're doing also. And if they don't accept anything, then there's a problem, because they may not even want it, and maybe their alien program doesn't know what it's about, and that they can care less. And maybe you're stuck with these people or this person. And, I don't want to go any further than that on it, but maybe somebody else has a solution, besides, running out the door and not seeing them ever again because they're bringing you down. So, back to you.
Well, I have two words to share with the audience. One is, if someone is saying things that are inappropriate or hurtful in some way, I use the word ouch, and that usually stops them. And if they're telling a long story or a story about the past that I don't want to hear, I just say stop. And they do. And especially if they're clones, you haven't insulted them, because they just, gloss over it. They don't really care, but you don't have to listen anymore. And I just wanted to mention, Ron, sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's very good, because they don't have that program normally that this is going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. All they were doing is collecting data. So they're just a recorder and then, a camera. They're like a little camera with audio, video, kind of figure out things here. And what you're telling them may not even hurt their feelings at all, but it could hurt yours, because you're human.
Right. And I just wanted to say, Ron, I don't know if we've said this in a long time, but you always suggest the emotional body clearing, that everybody needs to get that and start with that. But you've also said that there are some people, and, hopefully you'd have enough insight, that might need the mental clearing because they've lived a life of being particularly mental, and they might have, less issue with their emotional body and more with their mental body. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yep, you are right.
Okay. Could we have a quick sample of the mental body clearing, and then maybe someone who's listening might become aware that, oh, I did get some relief there. Maybe I need to do the mental clearing.
Okay, yeah, I did one a little bit earlier, but I'll do another one here. So here we go, everybody. Get ready. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one for your pets and animals, a mental clearing. So if you have any dogs or cats or something or... whatever, we'll see if this helps them. I don't know about goldfish, but we'll see. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. The other question about healings for other people has to do with the timeline crash. Will it work for my brother if I do it for him, if I timeline crash his issue and I am far away from him?
Yeah, it will work, and you know, decide how many you have to do for that person. You know, if they're struggling on something a lot, you may have to do 1,000 timeline crashes. So, you know, just know that it normally is always effective if you do enough of them. But, you know, if you're doing a half a dozen or something, you may not see that much of a result on it, because aliens are replicating people out there, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, I do at least 50, you know, minimum, and maybe go up to 1,000. You know, it depends how deep the issue is. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, here's... a question. I'm wondering what to do about a feeling of emptiness now that I'm realizing so many of my previous spiritual practices and beliefs were part of the dark side of mind energy that we need to avoid. I used to feel more connected to life, thinking I was connected to the Supreme, to God, and would follow my intuition, pray for guidance and strength that helped me through my most difficult times. And I've done some clearings and listened to many of Ron's shows and now feel a little lost and empty. Can you please share with me your insights and wisdom? I appreciate and thank you.
Yeah, that's great. The more empty you feel, the more you're in source energy. That's the bottom line. As you do dark side practices, then you feel warm and fuzzy. They want to hook you up. They want to give you that sensation. Well, do you think you're in the realm of the matrix with cause and effect? Cause and effect makes you go up and down, back and forth, happy, sad, and that's what they're doing to you. So they'll give you that warm, fuzzy feeling or that anger and pain and sadness so you can now do your prayers or whatever, so that you feel better, and then you think those things helped you. So the more empty you feel, you know you're in source energy. Hit the nail right on the head. And so if you're looking to have anything happen with source energy to pat you on the back, tell you what a good person you are, you know, that you're very spiritual, it will never happen. It doesn't work that way, because it doesn't judge. So once you realize that light doesn't judge, source doesn't judge you, then you realize that you're not in darkness when you don't get judged, and you start getting yourself emptied out. You know, being empty is great. That means that you got rid of a lot of your baggage, and the baggage keeps aliens on your doorstep. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you so much, listener, for sending in that email, because that really, I'm sure, is helping a lot of people, because it's quite a shift when you get back to source energy after living in the darkness of this planet for so long and finding out that, oh, I was doing most stuff wrong and not helping my spirit at all. So it's very, I think, very helpful for people to listen to that, and we always have some new listeners on, so thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah, okay, you can't help your spirit. Yeah, you cannot help your spirit. You're trying to help your spirit, then you're putting it further down the rat hole. So, how many more lives do you want to have, you know? And so your spirit is conscious and knows everything, but you're sabotaging it because you're thinking. And you're putting all those thoughts upon your spirit. Remember, it collects all these things. That's why you have a past life review to get the stuff off of you. The darkness doesn't want your spirit contaminated. It needs it to be as well as it can be for each incarnation. And so you start off great, and then when you end up dying, then it's fully contaminated, full of death energy, of mind energy. And the body dies, the spirit basically almost dies, and they clear it off again for another round for reincarnation. So you can never help your spirit. You just know that it doesn't need any help from you at all. The only help that it could ask for is not to think and not to do things, because that's going to contaminate it. That's the only way you can help it. So back to you.
And you used to talk about people believing they're helping the Earth spirit as well, Ron.
Yeah, the same process.
Yeah, so, not realizing, just let it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone, and you know, your actions and what you're doing. You know, if you're able to, you know, have a way or figure out a way to maybe clean the oceans, to take away all the plastic bags there, then you're helping it. As far as sitting home meditating, running energy, you know, you're just causing harm to the Earth spirit and to the planet. So you can't do anything mentally to help anything, you know. So you know, it needs a physical action to bring forth the result. It's kind of like you see on, you know, where the drains are in the roads. I don't know if all cities have that, but, you know, where it goes strictly maybe into a river or something, they normally have a little spray-painted thing about fish, you know, so that you realize that you don't want to contaminate the sewer because it'll go and destroy the fish. Oh, yeah, hello. You know, that's kind of a no-brainer, but, you know, it does help people to see that. But, you know, you can't think about not doing it and then dumping, you know, 6 quarts of oil, you know, down your toilet or something, you know, thinking because you don't have enough money to go to the dump with it or to recycle it, you know, and you think, oh, I'll just dump it off here at the drain at 2 a.m, you know, and, you know, I don't care what happens to it. Yeah, you're causing harm. So, you know, the whole thing is you're able to do something physically to help clean stuff up, and that's great. But trying to do something in the mental realm, like meditation or pushing energy around, no, you're just making it worse. And that's what we talk about. Don't use mind energy. It will contaminate you or whatever you're putting out. Maybe you're sliming something, giving it. Then you're a dark side practitioner. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if we could have a sample. Someone wrote in that they're feeling lonely, and it's a little connected to what the last email person said, too. So could we have a sample of the loneliness clearing?
Yeah, so think of your loneliness that you're having and the issue there, whatever that would be. I can only take away your last thought of loneliness. So here we go, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, everybody, see how that felt? And like we're getting close to ending our program here. So we have our 8-hour call this coming Sunday. And then we have the expo back in New York at the Pennsylvania Hotel across from Penn Station. And that starts on the 20th of this month, which is March. So I guess back to you, and you can close the show. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ron. And that's it. Our next show will be Friday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's Paranormal Friday. So if you have any other clone stories, send them in. And Ron, if we have time, maybe you could just do the mind to heart drop, and I'll say goodbye, everyone.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So this is designed to take, have your spirit work for you. You have to command it to wake it up. Remember, it's probably sleeping there, so you got to knock on its door. So you have to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart, and that way you become peaceful. And here we go. So 10, dropping down like an elevator, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Should be heart-centered, shouldn't be able to think right now, and see how you feel. Your DNA should be probably coming back on in about 10 minutes, so leave it off for 10 minutes. And just see how you're responding and give us some emails on it. Thank you. Bye, everybody.